This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You have a new text message.
Got something going on in your life? Maybe it's a family issue. Maybe it's a work issue. Or maybe it's just something in general, a traffic question, getting on and off the freeway. Who speeds up? Who's supposed to slow down? That's what you bring to Text Roulette, 414-432-1099. We'll see if we can solve it for you.
Yeah, let's get that question. Whatever it is that's going on in your life, maybe it's a family dilemma. We are going to put it on the radio. You're anonymous, right? And we're going to give our best advice. And maybe some of you have experiences and advice that you want to offer up too.
It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Spin it, spin it, spin it.
Wheel is spinning. We're landing on
29.
Thank you, weekenders, for texting in. Overnight people for texting in. 29. Man, I've had this question for a long time with my daughter. Why do people now need constant access to water bottles, especially those Stanleys? Dude, do you know kids in school constantly have water bottles? I coach Tosa East varsity softball, and they come with their Stanley tumblers and stuff. And I go, is that for practice? Well, it came from class. You know, when I grew up in school.
Oh, back in the day.
Listen here. Listen here, you youngins. Back in the day. And I see these memes all the time on social media. We used to, like, dry out. We were like a desert inside our body. They wouldn't let you go down the hall and get water.
No.
Why? Because you're causing problems or looking in other classes. No, you can just get your water at lunch.
I've been thirsty. We would get water breaks twice a day.
That's all you got.
And if you raise your hand and ask for water, which in our classroom at Sacred Heart of Jesus, right there on KK, the bubbler was in the classroom. So it wasn't.
You still couldn't access it, though?
We still could not access it. It would depend on the mood of the teacher.
Oh, really?
Is what would happen. But I feel like this question isn't more so why do people need to constantly have water? Because aren't we all in our wellness era now? Having more water is a good thing. You need water. You should never be limited to water. Water is for health. If you have water that can help keep you alive. So it's like a plant. You need water. What was the last part of that question that they asked?
Uh-huh.
How did they say that about the Stanleys?
Why do people now need constant access to water bottles, especially those Stanleys?
Those tumblers
are everywhere.
This is someone that hasn't gotten on board with the Stanley trend. And I'm right there with you. I don't have one of those Stanleys. I think those things are gigantic and obnoxious. And all I think about is the SNL bit where people came walking onto the set with Stanleys that were as big as their bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Get them even bigger. Or is this someone that is jaded because they wanted to get that cool limited edition color and they didn't actually get it, so now they're a little salty about it?
Or are they a dad who's going through the cabinets in the house and looking up and going, why do we have all these in here? And my daughter moved out. She has her own apartment. And yet I am continuing to store these Stanley tumblers. And I message her all the time and go, do you want this one? No, I didn't like that one. What do I do with it? I'm going to throw it away. No, don't. It's expensive. Well, what do I do with this?
Stanleys are a fashion statement now. Let's be real. But let's go to line number one here. You're live on the radio. BJ calling in. What's up, buddy? What do you want to say about this? Are you on board with the Stanleys?
No, I'm with you guys. I remember when I was a kid, it was like pulling teeth to get a drink.
I know.
It was a huge reward for being good in class.
You get water.
Yeah, and there was one time where I needed a drink. And so I asked the teacher if I could be excused.
Yeah.
And she said, you're not just going out there for a drink.
No, I know. That's the whole thing.
And the bubbler, which, okay, you guys.
Oh, BJ, we lost you there. Sorry, buddy. But yeah, those bubblers and stuff. I'm telling you, you go out to the water fountain where I grew up in Illinois. I'm sorry about that. But that's the whole thing there. But the thing is, they would only let you out there. The teachers would say, look, you're going to cause problems. We already did a water break. You don't need more water. But I just want to sip something. I think it was just something to do. And maybe that's what kids are doing now. Staying healthy, but also it's something to do.
Well, yeah, it's important to have access to water.
Look, I'm going
to
go sip my water right now.
It's important to have
now.
Access to water. And yeah. For the mixed listener that wants to know what's up with the Stanleys, it's a fashion statement. It's the trend right now. This is a trend maybe you're not on board with, which is fine.
I have a Yeti for my daughter. I have a Yeti tumbler.
I've got
what do you got?
A Yeti water bottle, too. So this is our little trend over a year. All right. Is there a trend that you're just not on board with? Or maybe you were someone that went crazy for the new Stanley and you waited in line and paid all this money, or you bought something on eBay? It's really, this question's about the Stanleys. They don't like the Stanleys.
It's not about the water. It's about the Stanleys.
No, that's exactly what it is.
Getting on with the trend. 414-432-1099. What's going on in your world? What kind of trend did you get on? Or are you just, I'm avoiding it altogether. I'm not doing this. Nespresso. My brother said, you still have that Nespresso? What? That's a fad. I'm like, no, I make coffee.
You know what trend I'm trying to get on board with? Making one of those AI Barbie dolls on the internet. I need to still do that.
Yes,
that's a trend.
Same here.
And you know what? Maybe your AI Barbie doll has a giant Stanley too. We'll get to your calls coming up, but first a break from our sponsors.
Why do people now need constant access to water bottles, especially those Stanleys? That is the text roulette that we got last night. Matter of fact, somebody texted in and said, why is this happening all of a sudden?
They're jaded because they don't have the trendy Stanley is more or less
jealous.
What I'm getting out of that.
Big time.
And when you go online with these Stanleys, Radar, holy cow. There's a Stanley right now that's selling it's a blue Stanley for $1,300 on the internet.
It's how much?
$1,300. And then here's another one.
What's in it? Gold? Money?
Exactly.
What
here's another one that is white with like a creamy marble looking top that's selling for $1,000.
Wait a minute. $1,000 for.
And then when you go online
Stanley?
Here and look up the blue Stanley Quencher, also known as Tiffany Blue, is one of the rarest tumblers in the Stanley collection that is selling for that kind of money. It was an exclusive item in the Philippines in 2023 in collaboration with Starbucks. Now, here's another reason why I would never have one of those expensive Stanleys or even any trendy Stanley. I leave water bottles everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
You're looking at a Stanley here that's valued at $1,300 and you want to take that thing to the gym? Would you take a $1,300 diamond ring and just set it down on the gym while you're going over there to do your bicep curls?
I'm sure it's happened before. Somebody's
probably
lost.
Probably not.
You've probably lost jewelry at the gym before.
That's money just sitting there.
The big Stanley?
But because,
do people know that?
Because the color is trendy, I can't believe it's going to cost that much.
Do people actually know that, though, when they walk by the gym? Oh, somebody left this Stanley. I'll just put it at the front counter. Okay, I put it in the lost and found. It's $1,300, but nobody happens to know. Now, wait a minute. You said these are worth a lot of money? My daughter, Haley, has left a ton of Stanley tumblers at home since she moved.
I know where you're going with this.
I'm
going
to go dig those out, and I'm going to start looking up how much they are. I'm selling those bad boys.
But for $1,300, I'd rather be at the gym with an IV just hooked up to me. Instead of having to drink the Stanley, because you could get the same, you could probably get that, and get a doctor to travel with you at the gym and give you an IV of liquid instead of having this expensive Stanley. I cannot believe it. But Radar,
that's painful though.
You should definitely look at what your daughter has left in the cabinet to see what you can make for it.
What if I find a treasure?
Hadn't she moved out?
Yeah, that's what I said. She moved out, but she left all these tumblers because she doesn't have room at her apartment. So we thought, okay, we'll keep them here. I just happened to be going through the cabinets the other day and I'm like, why is this top shelf? Well, number one, I can't reach it without a step stool. I'm a short guy. But number two, I'm like, why are these all up here? Why did she leave them here? I'm going to throw them away. And she was telling me, no, don't. They're expensive. Maybe they're worth some money. Maybe I could make some money on these. What do you think, huh? I might have to do that. Have you ever found anything in your house that was worth money? You sold it and you're
like, what's the most expensive Stanley you have? Like, why would you pay that much money for that water bottle? Just to be on trend.
Come on, y'all. You can go ahead and call. You can even say anonymous or text in if you're like, oh, I feel embarrassed. How much is it? How much did you spend? How much is yours?
Well, so the other reason why I don't see myself carrying one of those giant Stanleys around is because you think of where your cup holders sit and where you have to press buttons to change the air conditioning or temperature in your car. You have to go like up and over
The Stanley
hit the straw just because I'm having a hot flash. I need to cool it down in the car really quickly.